Welcome back. This is Lorenzo Elin on The Production Specialist, a podcast series of personal accounts from individuals and companies in emerging and frontier production industries. On today's episode, we have Junior Lucano, a Peruvian Steadicam operator based out of China. If you're active on Instagram and follow any production pages, you have most likely seen his distinctive split post content. One showing the smooth camera shot from the Steadicam and a wide-angled camera onto himself. Welcome to the show, Junior.
Well, the reason I came to China is because of love. I get married with a Chinese woman 7 years ago. So that was my reason I came to here. We met in Australia, and then I was working 1 year in Australia. We were working together. After that, love bring me to China, and that's how I started working in China. Unfortunately, that love only stayed for 7 years. Now this year, I'm single again, so I'm still staying here. I like the country, I like the opportunity. I get used to working here, living here, even if I don't speak Chinese, because it's really a difficult language for me to learn. But I found my place during these almost 8 years living here. So that's the main reason I came to China.
Similarly, in our fifth episode with Mark Hobson, love also didn't play out. But like Mark, Junior didn't hesitate and found himself in a new country with a new culture, new language, new everything, resulting him to push through unknown boundaries and work hard to get where he is now.
I born in this industry as an editor. I like films from the beginning. So when I started in the high school, or when I had the opportunity, the first role in the industry was doing editing. I've been doing editing for 2 years, but small things, short film, music video, corporate, weddings, everything just to pay the computer, to pay the bills. So I started doing editing. After editing, I started doing camera operating. I did some short films, music video with your star. Then I started working on television, which is start getting better. After television, I come back to do some music videos and short film again, because television is nice, but after 4 years, you keep doing the same thing, and that's something that start, you know, lower your power, because you don't start creating things, you just keep repeating yourself. So I start going back to short film, music video, and then I put myself on challenge and I start doing Steadicam operator.
A Steadicam is a brand of camera stabilizer mounts for motion picture cameras. But like many things, it became a word in itself and is associated with camera stabilization in the industry. A Steadicam mechanically isolates the camera from the operator's movements, allowing for a smooth shot, even as the operator moves along a rough surface.
And that's where I start doing some advertisement, and then I start leaving the television and start doing freelance for advertisement, and then finally I start doing some films. And then after that, I use the last 4 years from Steadicam, I passed to Trinity, which is the videos that you were talking about. All the videos on Instagram is about Trinity.
Arri, a company well known for its cameras, entered the field of camera stabilization with its Trinity system. Although normal Steadicams are great for tracking shots, they are quite restrictive with their movements. Trinity, on the other hand, changed the way shots could be acquired. Junior was the first to use Trinity in East Asia.
The reason I did the video is because Trinity is really new. So when I buy the Trinity, I was the first Trinity operator in Asia. The cool thing of being the first one is that you are the first one. So you have all, you know, you have to discover all that. The bad thing of being the first one is that you are the first one. So there is no one to ask. There is no video, there is no tutorial, there is nothing. Only the manual. I was lucky to talk with Kurt, who is the creator of the Trinity. Arri was helping to, you know, for me to learn more and try to understand more. But there was no technician, there was no operator, there was no one to ask. So I have to discover the Trinity during my work, during the process. And luckily, I was able to work a lot. I did films, advertisement. And during the process of working, I started discovering more things other than what Cor was telling me. So I developed my own balance. I developed some accessories. With some friends, we start talking, a small community of first Trinity operators sharing some knowledge, what happened if you do this, what happened if you did that. And after 4 years, I become certified trainer from ARI, so I'm able to teach now to the new Trinity operators. I do that now. I'm working and I teach.
Being the first, of course, came with its restrictions and uncertainty. But what about directors and producers? How did they feel about this new system?
The thing is that I was lucky that I was working here in China already as a Steadicam operator. So I already have people who know me. I work with them. They already know my work. And I have I create a friendship with directors and producers and DP. And when I get the Trinity, it happens during a film. One of the big films that happens 4 years ago with a big director here in China. I was doing camera C operator, talking with the DP. I told him that maybe in the middle of the film, I'll be able to have the Trinity. He knows about Trinity, he hear about it, we talk to him and everything, so he knows about the possibility that Trinity is gonna come. And thanks to him, thanks to the friendship, he allows me to bring the Trinity on set, even if I didn't have the ability to use it. But he gave me time. I said, just, I need to practice, I need to practice. So sometimes when we have some half-day shooting with the crane, with the drone, that's my time for me to put the camera on the Trinity and train, do some practice, try to do some shots. The funny thing is that during this training, during the shooting, the director passed by next to me and he saw one of the camera movement going up and down, you know, the classic thing of Trinity. And he said, okay, cool, do that next shot. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not, you know, I was just, it was my fourth, fifth day just with the Trinity, just playing, trying to do something. Director saw it, he liked it, he said, okay, do that. And I just go for it. And then after that, I just start running with the Trinity. I just start doing some simple things that I can do. I mean, now I say simple. Back then, it was for me like, oh my God, what I'm doing is so difficult. But I was able to do it. So after that, every day for 3 months during the film, every day there was always one Trinity shot, two Trinity shot, and the good thing that I have the DP from my side who allows me to train, rehearsal, and then do the shot. And that was my master class. Like after that film, I already can do some tricks with the Trinity, I already know how to do the balance, I already have to do this. But every job, even now, every job, there is always a new director who tried Trinity, a new DP who tried Trinity. So they see something on the Trinity that sometimes I don't see it. They say, can you do this? Can you try this? I say, wow, I didn't think about that. Okay, let me try. Okay, let's do this. So every job, even now, every job, keep teaching me, keep giving me something, and I keep learning some more tricks by every advertisement, every film, every challenge. I still put some more tricks in my backpack.
It's funny. Running is probably one of the last things he does now. Check out his Instagram, and you'll see him riding around on a Segway. Talk about easy. Funny guy. But in all seriousness, it's all about setting yourself apart.
Once I get Trinity, I still push myself. Okay, I have to do something new. I have to, you know, bring something more on the table. One of the scenes in one film, it was running, and I was so tired. Or some long takes. There's the little car that you stand up and they can pull on you. But I like to have control of the speed. You know, sometimes the people pulling, they are not looking the frame. They don't look the actor. So sometimes they pull too fast or too slow. I said, no, I want to have the control of the movement. So I saw on Instagram some operators already with a Steadicam, with a running, using skateboard, rolling skate, other kind of equipment to move the camera faster. So I found the Segway, the small Segway, to be very easy to control. I practiced before jump with the Trinity, because as you know the price, falling down with that equipment, it would be just really painful. So I said, before I do something stupid, let me at least you know, try rehearsal. So if I fall, but at least I take care of my body. So I practiced for almost 2 months, like even just go buy ice cream and then come back home with a Segway, just to be able to feel it, like it's part of me, that I don't have to think anymore. I just move and it moves, I stop, it stops. So I did that for almost 2 months. And then when I feel secure, I just say, okay, let's try. And I start doing it. And then after that, you know, advertisement like Adidas, Nike, where you need to run with a character, it was just perfect. Like as soon as I was able to do that, advertisement like that start coming, I using it, and they start calling me more to do that, because it was easy, practical, and just right away what you need. You don't need to do many rehearsals, because I control the speed. I know when to stop, I know how fast I can go, and I can just leave the framing whatever I feel to do it. It is until now a very useful equipment, part of my tricks to use Trinity.
And talking about the price, with the hefty price tag of $65,000, it sure isn't a toy meant for dropping. But how about the Chinese market? I personally don't know anything about it. How does it compare to other industries?
Filmmaking is the same thing no matter where you live. You have good projects, bad projects, creativity directors, some projects that you just follow what the client wants. So I think it's a universal language. That's why I was able to work in different countries and keep working, even if I don't speak the own language. But filmmaking, cinema has the own language. So that's what allows me to keep surviving in China, and who knows what else I'm going to be next.
With an estimated 25% of the world's market share in the global box office, China is growing at an exponential rate. Junior couldn't have timed his entrance more perfectly. He is constantly working on new projects with new equipment. With such vast experience with the camera, the next step would be to become a cinematographer or director of photography.
I like being an operator. I'm thinking I have the proposal to be DP, but maybe I'm a little bit selfish, you know, because DP as a director is a big responsibility. You know, you have to talk with the director, talk with the crew, talk with the camera department, art department, actors, clients. It's too much. I mean, it would be nice, but I think you have to have a big brain and still stay focused on the framing, the aperture, the composer, the framing and everything. So for me, it's just, okay, what you want me to do? Let's concentrate on that. And I just focus on the camera movement, on the frame, on the timing. Art department, grip, director, I have a filter. Like, that doesn't affect my job. So I'm more clean, I'm more focused to do my job. And I have fun. I really like it. So I think until my body allows me to keep doing Trinity or keep doing Steadicam, I will keep doing that. Once my body cannot do more, then I have to start thinking of plan B.
So why even use a Steadicam in the first place? Or a Trinity for the matter? There are many other types of rigs available that do similar things.
Well, as a Steadicam operator, I think each of us were trying to do something different. Try to do the pan perfect, try to do some dodge, try to do some 360 with a Steadicam. And I have friends who are very good doing some tricks with a Steadicam, but we always try to look for something new. when the Trinity project came out, it was already talking on the internet, and I tried to follow. And you know, the way that you can go up and down, so you don't have to do low mode and then switch, and that is something that it was always interesting for me to do something new. And the ability to be always on level, no matter what kind of position you put the camera or your body, is also something that just help anyone who is a Steadicam operator or gimbal operator to be able to be always on level, so you can concentrate only on the frame. So that's one of the main basic things that Trinity can do. You can go up and down, and you can stay always on level. Then once you start using it, it's a whole combination of many camera movement that you already know, but you can combine with the Trinity, such as things that you can do with a dolly, Steadicam, or a small crane. You can combine all that in one movement with the Trinity. So, things new, there is some new movement that you can do, but technically or practical, it's all about combination of movement that you know that you can put all together in one equipment, in one person, and just go with the flow and get that shot. So I was talking with a DP the other day, and how I described Trinity, you can use it in two ways. Very creative, so you can do very long takes, you can pass from things, put the camera position in angles that normally you cannot put, so it's very creative in that part for a director. But also, it's very practical, very, very easy and very fast to use. For example, we shoot an advertisement, and we have to be in a very fancy hotel, and they don't allow you to put tracks or dolly or even tripod. The camera have to be handheld or that's it. So that's why they call me, because they want movement, they want smooth. So with no dolly, with no crane to put in this place, because they didn't allow you to do it. With the Trinity, I was doing that. I was doing dolly, I was doing tracking, push out, up and down, and it was only me. Me, the director, telling me what to do with the headphone, and the area was clean. I didn't destroy anything. There was no dirty. It was really practical things to do. There was no creativity. It was just be simple, fast, and quickly. That's one of the things that Trinity can do. Something that maybe with other equipments you can do the same thing, but you require more people, you require more space, you require more time to do it. Trinity is only one person and just go to do the job.
Junior is happy working on any project. Nothing holds him back. Or as he says,
you know, when I put the Trinity on it, I'm happy. And, you know, it's just, it's like playing football. You know, you have the ball, and you just play. You just want to play. You just want to make a goal. You just want to have a good game. So for me, it's the same thing. You call me, okay? I want to put the Trinity on it. Let's put the camera, and let's have fun. Let's try to do something cool during the shooting. So that's the cool part for me. I'm playing.
And that's the end of that one. Wonderful episode yet again. A big thanks to Junior Lucano. Check out some of his behind the scenes on his Instagram, at LucanoJR. Gives you some great perspective on some of his shots. The Production Specialist is hosted by Black Dagger Audio, an audio production and post-production studio based in Dubai, UAE, specializing in custom sound design, original music, VO, and dialogue editing. You can visit our website for any project inquiries at blackdaggeraudio.com. If you have enjoyed listening to this podcast, there are three things that will help benefit this show. First is to share this with someone who has interest in the production industry. Second is to leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. And third is to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/productionspecialist. We have member-exclusive benefits such as behind-the-scenes, bloopers, sitting in on live interviews, early access to episodes, and much, much more. And that is it. Thank you so much. See you next time.